USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The number of possibly explosive packages addressed to high-profile Democrats and other critics of President Trump that have been recovered now number 12. The FBI confirming an 11th package has been recovered in Florida. It was addressed to New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker. A 12th package found at a New York City post office. It was addressed to ex-National Intel Chief James Clapper. The New York City Police Commissioner says,
I can say with certainty we will identify and arrest the person or people responsible.
President Trump's reportedly planning to block just about all immigrants seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, with reports he'll sign an executive action to make it extremely difficult for migrants from Central America to get into the U.S. Sources say the details should be finalized by next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says the White House has invited Russia's President Vladimir Putin to Washington. Bolton making the announcement hours ago at a news conference in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, but not saying if Putin has accepted the invitation yet. The two leaders do plan to meet in Paris on November 11th during an event to commemorate the end of World War I. Virginia's Attorney General, the latest to launch an investigation into sexual abuse by clergy in the Catholic Church. Virginia's AG Mark Herring saying yesterday,
this is about identifying people in positions of trust and power who have engaged in predatory acts or who have turned a blind eye or worked to cover it up.
Herring saying his office decided to investigate it after a Pennsylvania grand jury report was recently released saying that there were more than 300 predatory priests who abused more than 1,000 children in that state over the years. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Less than 2 weeks to the midterm elections, and in Missouri, the Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill squared off against her Republican challenger Josh Hawley yesterday in a debate in Kansas City. Hawley here discussing his position on gun safety.
We have a national background check system, but currently has a huge loophole. It does not include mental health records. We should include mental health records in the background check system.
Here, McCaskill refutes Hawley's claim at the debate that she has opposed President Trump on every one of his priorities.
I voted for two-thirds of his judicial nominees. I voted for more than half of his cabinet members. He has signed into law 38 pieces of my legislation. Clearly, we agree on some things.
Recent polls showing McCaskill and Hawley locked in a very tight race. The outcome could determine which party ends up controlling the U.S. Senate. And just getting word that the nation's economy grew faster than expected in the year's third quarter, the Commerce Department just reporting that the first estimate for third quarter growth shows GDP growing by 3.5%. That's slightly better than the 3.3% analysts were forecasting. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. Again, that's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.